All right, guys, this is Derek Soto. We're talking a little business shop, and today we're going to talk about really pushing the boundaries of copywriting. And today we're going to talk about the backward sales letter, okay? This is not a joke or satirical or anything like that, but this is definitely something that I recommend testing. It's total theory, but it's totally interesting to me as a marketer and copywriter, all that stuff. What I find is that when you are selling to, you know, when your marketers get very, you know, in any industry, when you know the inside scoop about stuff, when you do things on purpose the way they're not supposed to be done, they can be entertaining. Like I was talking about with a reverse psychology sales letter, you know, like, do not buy this product, or you can't have this product, you know, as your headline, you know, which is totally bizarro and crazy how it could actually work. Because you're, if you understand the mechanisms of human psychology, it doesn't matter. You know, just like when you play chess, you can totally go against all of the conventional rules, like, you know, playing toward the center, castling early, keeping your queen, not playing your queen too early, stuff like that. Well, you can throw all those rules out. If you know the game well, you can actually go against all of those and still crush your opponent, okay? And so you do have to make correct moves at certain points, especially if you throw off, you know, if you're starting the opening in a bizarro way, you are making it harder for yourself, but then you have to play the middle game and end game very well. If you do the same thing where you format your sales letter where it looks like it's upside down, but as you read it, it's actually a sales letter, right? A legit sales letter, just formatted upside down, okay? And the headline's at the bottom. And you can basically call out to the fact, like, you know, most people, you know, because most marketers know that people will actually scroll down to the bottom of the sales letter and read it backwards. That is a fact. And so you're like, most people, when they read a sales letter, they scroll to the bottom and then read it backwards. So I thought I'd just save you the time, and I wrote it the way you would read it anyway, right? And they would get a total kick out of that. So at the end of the day, it's definitely something I would try. And the benefit of this is that, you know, even if it didn't get a lot of sales, it would get, it might get a lot of attention, you know, and a lot of people would be like, dude, you got to check this letter out. This is crazy. This guy actually put this letter out there, right? And you could get a lot of traffic from it. And here's the beautiful thing. If the offer is really good, because again, everything comes down to the offer. If the offer is truly amazing, right? It might actually convert quite well. So it's definitely something to test, okay? So either way, remember, the offer is everything, okay? And if you position your offer right and you just have a killer offer, it's a no-brainer, it might convert, okay? And so at the end of the day, if you understand copywriting and you understand how to elicit emotional triggers in people and all this other stuff, at the end of the day, you can make almost anything work in copy. It's really crazy, but this is a good way to stand out, get attention, and get someone to read your sales letter. All right? So we'll talk soon. God bless.